Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble tradition and hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is regarding the characteristics and the noble traits of the Shia and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. You know, a lot of us consider ourselves Shia, but we don't really know what Shia are and how they should be. If we were to know the characteristics of the Shia, you know, as they have been narrated in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, we might not consider ourselves to be really be Shia. In this tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam once asked a man about his tribe and brothers, meaning his Shia brothers, whom he had left back at home. When the Imam asked this person this, the latter, meaning this person, replied by praising them and attesting to their integrity and extolling them. Meaning this person said, yes, my brothers in back home and in my tribe, they're great people, they're Shia, they love you, they're your followers. You know, I attest to their integrity, their sincerity with you. The Imam said, oh, really? The Imam asked him the following. He said, do the rich among them visit the poor when they are ill? So those brothers that you're talking about, those Shia brothers who are rich, you know, who are rich and have a lot of wealth, when they hear that a poor Shia is ill and sick, does this person go and visit him? Or not? Or did he just sit home? Is he afraid that if he visits this poor Shia who's ill, the poor person will ask him for money and then he'll have to be forced to give him money for his, you know, to get better, to go buy money, to go buy his medicine, or not? When the Imam asked this person this, he replied in the following way. Not much, meaning our rich don't really visit the ill, who are poor when they are ill. Then the Imam said, do the rich frequent the poor at all? Meaning not even when they're poor, well, not even when they're ill, but do they at least go and visit them, you know, when they're healthy? The Imam replied, no, not much. So the Imam asked, then do the rich maintain relations with the poor? Okay, they don't go visit them, but do they at least, you know, say salam to them when they pass them on the street, say hello to them? You know, send them something to eat here every now and then, you know, ask about their welfare. If they don't even go visit them, do they at least maintain some sort of relation with the poor or not? The man replied, verily, you are listing virtues that people amongst us rarely possess. You know, in my tribe, rich people, even if they're Shia, they don't possess such characteristics, such virtues. The Imam replied in the following way when he heard this. فَكَيْفَ تَزْعُمُ هَاُولَاءِ أَنَّهُمْ شِيَا. How is it possible for these people to assume and to claim that they are Shia and they are followers of the Imams alayhi salam? Right? These people do not possess the virtues that the Shia should possess. So how could they claim to be our Shias and our followers? These are the characteristics of the Imams alayhi salam. They would go visit their poor followers and visit them and inquire about them and maintain relations with them. If we do not do the same, how can we be claimed to be followers of the Imams? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of the Shia in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.